For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I hope you're doing great. I hope you had a wonderful 4th of July weekend. You're coming off of a restful, celebratory, eventful 4th. Maybe you spent it with family. Excuse me. Maybe you served the homeless and the poor at the Feed the Multitudes event in Metairie. Or maybe you went and visited some people, or however you celebrated it, thanking God for this incredible country, freedom. I just pray you had a wonderful weekend and that now you're coming into a great week. And I'm going to continue this week. We've been talking about Mary and Martha. And always remember, if you've missed any broadcast, you can catch up with what we're doing by going to the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. Click the radio menu page and you'll catch right up to where we are. And today marks the 8th, which means that will be the last day you can register for our Come In From The Heat luncheon that we'll be doing at Ralph's on the Park. But you know what? If you write to me today, just go to my website and it'll give you 3 ways to contact me and tell me you want to go. I'll make sure and log it down and we'll include you in our totals. I do have to give the chef the totals today, July the 8th. So you let me know, okay? You're going to love that. I'm going to go into detail on this Martha and Mary teaching, which I'm gaining great insight from. And that's what we do. It's mid-year. It's a great luncheon to be able to say, come on now. How's the year going? You started out in January running. Have you stayed in your lane? Have you kept your eyes on Christ? When predicaments came your way, how did you handle them? Are you applying the Word of God? Are you having quiet time? Are you asking the Holy Ghost to empower you with who He is and combine that with the Word? So many things. But anyway, I'm picking up. I've called these Martha and Mary teachings Discipleship 101. And I'll tell you why. It's because we get a look at two different lives who love Jesus, actually three if you want to include Lazarus, but Martha and Mary, two different lives, two different approaches to being disciples of Christ. Mary, as we know, sat at his feet and learned and listened to his word. You can go into my past teachings and see what the word listened and learned in the Greek mean, how she heard his word. It means continually listened. Martha, on the other hand, became very distracted and busy. And she became encumbered, which means continual. Lost focus. But she loved God. She just had to be brought back to the focus of God, didn't she? And then point number 2, we talked about how there's a purpose in the wait. Lazarus, their brother, had died, and Jesus waited to come and raise him from the dead. But there was a purpose. He said, this isn't unto death, girls. He said, but that the glory of God will be seen. And the glory of God was seen. Well, more tomorrow on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.